I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two Philadelphia schools that have been closed due to asbestos are going to reopen today. Students and staff return to Clara Barton Elementary School in North Philadelphia, which has been closed since February 13th. School officials say the building passed recent air quality tests. Also reopening today is James Sullivan Elementary School in the Northeast. Students and staff in both schools were temporarily relocated to other buildings. The school district says it's making progress when it comes to addressing asbestos issues in school buildings, but staffers tell the school board they're still working on the best way to keep parents and the public in the loop. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The district in November said it would establish an asbestos hotline for parents or school staff to report environmental concerns in their buildings. That hotline has yet to get off the ground. Interim District Facilities Chief Jim Creedon says the environmental services staff has been struggling to research and answer the current inventory of questions from parents. Creedon told the school board's Finance and Facilities Committee Thursday that he's assigned a specific project manager to develop fact sheets for basic questions.
We haven't launched a formal see something, say something. This is more what we're doing to manage the questions that are coming in from the incidents that we're having.
Board member Angela McIver said she saw things during her own school tour that she suspected might have been asbestos, and she imagined the district would be hearing a lot of that.
I wouldn't be able to tell you what was asbestos or not, and if I were a parent, I'd be like, oh, there's a pipe that's wrapped, and it wasn't asbestos.
Board member Maria McColgan questioned whether a See Something, Say Something program would be confused with the district's existing school safety hotline. At school headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.